Hello everyone, welcome to episode number 37 of the Elevator Chat series of our Canadian journey. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland is scheduled to present the budget tomorrow, so I expect that the media space will be mostly taken up by reactions to and discussions about her proposals. To be sure, there are grave issues to tackle on the finance side of things. So the attention to the budget that everyone will give is justified. But there are other equally grave issues elsewhere, and they also need our attention. Immigration is one of those issues. I am not making a great revelation here. You know that. Over the past 9 months, the public mood on immigration has shifted considerably. I say 9 months because on July 18 last year, I asked about this to CPC leader Pierre Poilievre at one of his pressers. I posted the video of my question and his answer on my YouTube channel, and it attracted a lot of attention. Particularly, many people said that Mr. Poilievre had sidestepped my question. My response to this was that his answer was very well calibrated. Saying anything more at that time would have landed him in controversy. Politics is the art of the possible, and one has to wait for the opportune set of circumstances to evolve before saying more than is necessary at the moment. Then in November, the issue of international students using or abusing food banks blew up. A couple of months later, in January, it was the turn of shady colleges and useless study programs, even at public colleges, that were the vehicle for hundreds of thousands of people to come to Canada, that took center stage. Then in March, the corrupt practice of selling LMIAs for tens of thousands of dollars blew up on social media. All these developments have created an environment where it is finally possible to speak unhesitatingly about the negative effects of high immigration. As can be expected, these voices and ideas are along a wide spectrum, from the well-grounded to unfounded or extreme. I believe that this will pose a challenge to CPC in the near future. They will have to walk a very well-defined fine line, where they acknowledge the genuine problems that high immigration has caused while maintaining a scrupulous distance from the extreme ideas that are beginning to circulate openly. Criticism of the current immigration policy will present as a single mass, and CPC will have to sift through it to separate the ideas that they want to embrace or adopt or agree with from the ones that they reject. The pressure from the proponents of the ideas that they want to reject will exist in good measure. While social media is not real life, I have seen many people express the view on X that Canada is for people of European origin, or that all Indians need to be deported, etc. It will be relatively easier for CPC to reject the more extreme ideas. However, if presented in a more nuanced fashion, such as our population has grown too fast, causing stress on housing, healthcare, and infrastructure, so no temporary residency visa should be allowed to expire and not be renewed. If these kinds of nuanced expressions are encountered, things could get tricky. It would be basically the equivalent of saying deport all international students, but the numbers involved will be daunting. As we learned late last year, there were over 1 million people in Canada who had overstayed their temporary residence permits. In addition, there are another 1 million plus international students in Canada. Overall, the number of temporary permit holders, including temporary foreign workers who are in Canada legally, is around 2.5 million. So if the deport them all crowd has its way, or had its way, we are looking at the logistics of deporting 3.5 million people, or roughly 9% of the population. committing to such a mammoth task would be perilous for any political party, not to mention the terrible optics of becoming a version of Idi Amin's Uganda in the 1970s, although there are differences, but the optics would be broadly similar. Given their pro-immigration stance so far, and that is sensible immigration, just to clarify, an abrupt change may not be possible for CPC. Which brings us to the People's Party of Canada. Since 2019, their stance has been to lower the immigration intake substantially. For the large part, the people that I see on X saying deport them all are either aligned with that party or with the more strident factions of CPC itself. I consider it likely that some talking heads would advise CPC to try and not lose these votes. However, any attempt in this direction would involve waffling on a key issue. I think CPC will need to resist this pressure if it wants to present itself as mature and level-headed on this issue. Yes, immigration has been too high. Yes, it has caused a whole host of problems, both for the people who were already here and the ones who came in. Yes, a small number of entities have made out like bandits at the expense of everyone else. And yes, this imbalance will have to be rectified. But as I see it, CPC's challenge will be to attempt the rectification without encouraging or succumbing to the more extreme voices. Is that how you see it too? Please let me know in the comments. I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, goodbye and be well.